الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. My most respected beloved brothers, when the Muslims had migrated to Abyssinia, Habash, and at length the King Najashi, he summoned the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that present your case, why have you come to my land? Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he speaks to the king, he says, kunna qawman ahla jahiliyatin. He says, O king, we were in the dark. We didn't know what is right from wrong. نَقْتَ وَالْأَرْحَامِ وَنُسِيءُ الْجِوَارِ. Our whole life was in the shambles. There was no family life. This one is not talking to that one is not talking to this one. We never knew what is family. وَنُسِيءُ الْجِوَارِ. Our social life also was buggered. We never had a social life. وَيَأْكُلُ الْقَوِيُّ مِنَّا الضَّعِيفِ. And each one is taking advantage of the other. It was a very selfish life. There was nothing to live for. My dear brothers, as we sit here, no person can claim that I don't go through any difficulty in this life. This is dunya, this is not jannat. It's an accepted fact, be it in the family, be it in the business, be it in the home, be it in the health. But each one of us, we go through something in life. My most respected elders and brothers, look at what Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu is saying. That we also faced something, and we also had, once upon a time, a very dark life with so much of problems. And then there can never be any person as intelligent as a Nabi. There can never be anyone more correct than a Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala who says, then what happened? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a Rasul from amongst us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We knew his lineage. We knew how truthful he was. We knew how pure he was. And he saw our situation. So what did he do? What do we do when we are faced with a problem, when we are faced with anxiety, when we are faced with an uphill in life? What do we do? Generally, the mistake that all of us make is we look for some artificial satisfaction, some artificial gratification. I'm going through something in my life. How do I sort it out? So somebody will join a gym, for example. Somebody will do some clubbing. Somebody will do some chatting and he'll join some circle. And he'll be on the social media just to fill that vacuum in his life. Somebody will go into drugging. Somebody will go into some entertainment. Somebody, he'll leave the dry land, he'll go fishing. Somebody will go into a video game. Someone will go into a movie. Someone will take a holiday. But my dear brothers, all of us will agree that the enjoyment is very, very short, and that hole in my life becomes bigger and bigger, and I don't find that satisfaction. Because we are looking for it in the wrong place, my dear brothers. Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala is talking to the king. He says, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw our plight. The farmer can see the trees are withering away. These trees have not been watered. He doesn't attend to the leaves. He starts watering the roots. He works on the root of the tree. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam worked on the root. He linked us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brought us back home. He brought us onto the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He linked us with that being who is in control of happiness. He linked us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who controls our entire life. My dear brothers, this is the secret. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us in the Quran Sharif, wal tanzur. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, look into your life. Look into your life. The people of the past, they would say, or it was their style, إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ تَفَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. When they saw things are not going smooth in life, or how we expected, and something is not going right, there is a bumpy ride, تَفَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The first thing they looked was at their own life. What is missing in my life? Where have I gone wrong? Where have I broke the cord and line with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They corrected that, my dear brothers. They corrected their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the rest, everything else fell into place. And if we are going to look for the solution anywhere else, then it is a fool's paradise. It is just false gratification. For a little while a person will appease himself, but that hole in his life will get bigger and bigger. Hazrat Maulana Alimiya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, he gives a very beautiful example. He says one person, if we forget the whole bayan, just remember the example. And remember the example for the rest of our life. It's a very beautiful example. He says one person was walking to and fro in the street. It's getting dark and he's looking for something. For our, just to bring it into our overpowered environment, person is walking up and down Randall's Road. So his friend came by, what happened? He said, I lost my wallet. So his friend decided, let me help you. So they're looking on this side of the road, they're walking up and down, 7 o'clock at night. In that dim light, they're looking, third friend came. What happened? They say, no, he lost his wallet. Come, let me help you. They're all looking. Fourth friend came. Eventually, one friend decided to ask him, bhai, just tell us, you know, a lot of time is going here, it's getting dark. Tell us now exactly where you're coming from, this side of Randall's Road, that side of Randall's, exactly where you think you dropped your wallet. He said, oh, I actually live in Ridwan Mansions. I dropped my wallet at home. I lost my wallet at home. But because of the load shedding, there's no lights at home. I saw some light here on the street. So I decided to come here and look for my wallet. Will he find his wallet? He'll never find his wallet. Where he lost his wallet, he'll have to go back. My dear brothers, where we cut the line with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the only place we will find our peace, we'll find our tranquility, we'll find our happiness in life. Where we broke the line, we'll have to fix that line. The small child, he looks at his father, the fan goes off, they got a tripping problem. He says, my father doesn't touch the fan. He goes to the kitchen, he goes to the main board, and he puts it right. The fan starts working. He says, the globe goes off. My father doesn't attend to the globe. He goes to the main switch, and there the globe goes on. So every time he sees his father, he asks his father, Abba, what is happening? The light, something goes wrong here, you go to the kitchen. Something goes wrong with the fan, you go to the kitchen. the heater, you're going to the kitchen. So then the father explained, this is the main board. And this is where it is tripping. It's no use, that tripped and you're trying to fix the fan. That tripped, you're trying to fix the light. You will have to fix the main. Where it tripped, where it cut, that needs to be sorted out. So, إِذَا تَفَقَّدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ إِذَا فَقَدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ تَفَقَّدُوا أَعْمَالَهُمْ The people of the past, they were intelligent. When they saw something is not going right, they didn't go to the kitchen, they went to the musalla. The business is not right, he went on to the musalla. The house is not right, he went on to the musalla. There's a problem with the children, he went on to the musalla. There's a problem in the family life, in the marital life, he went on to the musalla. There's a problem in the health, he went on to the musalla. He understood that there is only one solution, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in very, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it very clearly in the 21st sipara, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that O my servants, you will only find your satisfaction in my obedience. You come back to me, and I will sort your life out. But if you will look for your satisfaction, for your happiness, anywhere else, then it is nothing less than a fool's paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.